Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert, also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Thank you for waking up with us this Sunday morning. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, Missionary Hattie Humphrey. And by the way, she will be joining us in about 30 minutes on the show for Community Highlights. We're here Sundays at 9 a.m. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you in part by the law offices of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins, Ram Insurance and Financial Services, Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet, home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, and Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you, an associate broker at Century 21 Town and Country Real Estate. All right, let me tell you, we are excited and ready to go. The Sunday morning team is here. Let's go down the list. First off, Henrietta Ivey, community activist, home care advocate, our political analyst. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team, and Happy New Year, and good morning to everybody in the city of Detroit.
Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor and author and speaker and podcaster, too, from the Batchelor Davis Group. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. Good morning, Detroit, and Happy New Year.
Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, prophetess, minister, songstress, our devotional leader here on the program. Good morning, Evangelist.
Please excuse me. I have a cold this morning, but good morning, everyone. I'm happy to be on with you. Good morning to our amazing team. And then our beautiful listening audience, we say Happy New Year and good morning.
Great, great to hear from you, Evangelist Christy. Chaplain Stephen Cathy, International Police and Fire Chaplains Association. Good morning, Chaplain.
Good morning to you, Mike. Good morning to the missionary. Good morning to the entire team. And good morning to Detroit, our listening audience.
Yes, and I was so glad missionary got a chance to talk with her this week, and she is ready to come on in 30 minutes. Of course, we've got the latest news and weather coming up, and we have some more information to you for community highlights, too. And so we got the latest news coming up right after these messages.
Call Brenda Davis now at 248-909-9711 and get started on your new home purchase or sale. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you. Whether you're relocating to Michigan from another state or country, moving across town, upgrading, or downsizing, Brenda Davis from Century 21 Town and Country Real Estate can make it a smooth, hassle-free experience. Our award-winning offices and the outstanding personal service offered by Brenda Davis and her professional sales associates guide you through the maze of infinite details surrounding the purchase or sale of your home, helping you become familiar with a new area, finding the right home for your family, arranging financing, and settling in a timely fashion is our priority. Assuring that your relocation is a pleasant experience is our ultimate goal. Brenda Davis, an associate broker, is a 21-year career licensed realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, and a board member of the North Oakland County Board of Realtors. Call Brenda Davis now at 248-909-9711 and get started on your new home purchase or sale. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
Whether you're buying your first home or planning for retirement, Ram Insurance and Financial Services have got you covered, literally. We're a full-service, family-owned and operated, independent insurance agency that offers all-encompassing services for our clients. Here, we work with different companies to keep you protected. We operate through holistic planning, keeping you safe through all of life's milestones, from auto, home, life, and health, business, or retirement services. It's all about you.
At Ram Insurance and Financial Services, it's about relationships, not transactions.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together, we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's Helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet, find new roads.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we're back. Thanks for joining us. Those of you who are listening on the phone, those of you who are streaming on blogtalkradio.com, thanks for joining us. In the news this morning, before he sentenced three men convicted of killing Ahmaud Arbery in South Georgia to life in prison, Judge Timothy R. Wamsley held a minute of silence Friday, saying he hoped to contextualize the time the 25-year-old spent being chased by the defendants. That 1 minute represents a fraction of the time that Ahmaud Arbery was running down those streets in the suburbs of Atlanta, Wamsley said before going silent. The pursuit of Arbery occurred for about 5 minutes. The judge said once he resumed speaking as father and son Gregory and Travis McMichael and their neighbor William Roddy Bryan Jr. chased the 25-year-old black man in their neighborhood outside Brunswick, Georgia. The men believed Arbery had committed a crime in their neighborhood, they told police. The McMichaels were armed with two guns and gave chase, and Bryan later joined the pursuit, recording it from his pickup truck. Bryan's video shows Travis McMichael exiting his truck and confronting Arbery, who tussles with Travis over a shotgun before the younger McMichael fatally shoots him. Walgreens lost more income to theft and damaged items in 2021 than it did in 2020 and is absorbing a 52% increase in losses. The CEO on a call with investors said that the loss of inventory is attributed to theft, fraud, and damage. Walgreens losses are 40 to 50% higher this year than it was last year. Losses include gangs that actually go in and empty the stores of beauty products. Retailers lost a record $61 billion to theft in 2020. This is not petty theft, he said on a January 6th call with investors, the CEO of Walgreens. It's not somebody who can't afford to eat tomorrow. These are gangs that actually go in and empty our stores of beauty products. It's a real issue. Amazing. Sidney Poitier, the groundbreaking actor and enduring inspiration who transformed how black people were portrayed on screen and became the first black actor to win an Academy Award for Best Lead Performance and the first to be a top box office draw, has died. He was 94. Poitier, winner of the Best Actor Oscar in 1964 for Lilies in the Field, died Thursday at his home in L.A., according to Latre Ramming, the director of communications for the Prime Minister of Bahamas. His close friend and great contemporary, Harry Belafonte, issued a statement Friday remembering their extraordinary times together. Henrietta Ivey, it's all yours.
Thank you, Michael. You know, I wanted to say condolences to the Poitier family. He was absolutely a trailblazer in getting recognition and respect for black actors in the early 50s and 60s and maybe even 40s. I'm not sure, but I do know in that era. So my condolences to his family. Mr. Poitier will be greatly missed.
And white women loved him. Let me tell you, they loved him. I mean, he just had this model look about him, superstar, and how groundbreaking it was for him to be in those movies. I mean, and he did it so professionally. When you go back and look at those movies, he did not compromise. He did not. He was the right person at the right time.
Absolutely, and stayed in movies for even well after the breakthrough. Like he was just, he was one of those actors, black actors, that was able to survive some of the most segregated times during that time of Hollywood. Up until the time of his passing, he was involved in so many projects and instrumental in so many other black actors' breakthroughs.
And he made
Hollywood.
More movies than I thought. I just stumbled on one the other day. It was great. Mm-hmm. I mean, you would have thought this just came out last week. When I saw this, it was so entertaining and thrilling. I didn't even know he did a movie like that. I just stumbled on it. You know, if you haven't seen some of his movies, go and look at some of those, especially ones you haven't seen. What a great talent.
Absolutely. Well, let me just tell you a little bit about what's going on with this coronavirus. I'm going to still say epidemic. The CDC warns of tourists as popular Caribbean islands being visited, Aruba being one of them, which is now on the top list for level 4 for COVID risk.
That's one of my favorite places.
Yes, it is now a level 4 tourist spot, which means that there are 500 cases per 100,000 per day
for
the resident. So they are really, COVID is really on the rise. I want to say more so than it was in the very beginning when we started this in 2020. And so what I want to, you know, is that you have a lot of other popular tourist spots like France and Germany, Greece, Ireland, Italy, the Netherlands, Portugal, Spain, Switzerland, United Kingdom, which all these places I wanted to go visit one day, and not no time soon, but it looks like COVID is going to be a part of our new normal, and I don't even like using that word, due to the fact of the lack of, I want to say, vaccination and precautions being used. And then that rise that is hospitals, like Henry Ford had over 700 employees test positive for COVID. So now we're talking about a shortage in the workforce, which is going to be very demanding for people coming into these hospitals like Henry Ford and Beaumont, who is experiencing these staffing shortages due to COVID and due to their employees being COVID positive. So we have I just want to put a biblical quote, which is something I just read really every day, because since this has happened, I have to be reminded that there is a God that will remove all things. And it comes out of Revelation 21:4, and it says, he will wipe out every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more. Neither will mourning, nor outcry, nor pain be any more. The former things will have passed away. And that is something I hold on to when I get into in those down moments where I feel like, what is going on? Why is this happening? I have to remind myself every day with a Bible scripture that tells us that God has us, that We just have to put that mustard seed faith into all this chaos that's going on and knowing that God is going to fix it. So with this rise in COVID and people dying, my friend just had her nephew murdered. The 15-year-old who was murdered at the gas station on Friday night was a friend of my sister's son. Things of that nature, all of this crime and savage stuff going on out here in this world, I know for a fact God is going to clean it up. It's going to be okay. We just have to endure. And that's a hard thing to do, enduring when you're looking out your window, not literally but per se, and knowing that it's crazy out there. But you have to know in your heart that God is going to fix it.
Yes. Thank you for sharing with that, Henrietta. All right, Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
So good morning, everyone. Thank you for sharing that, Henrietta. My condolences to you and your friends, family. Condolences to the Sidney Poitier family. And there's just a lot of sad things happening. But I have a feel-good story this morning. And, Michael, I know that I accidentally called you when I landed in Myrtle Beach. It was a mistake, but then we started joking back and forth, and I started sharing pictures. On the way back, though, there was a snowstorm that blanketed part of the country that we had to travel through. And so my short story today is couple stuck on highway for 21 hours in snowstorm as bakery truck to give away their supply to hungry drivers. Hang on, I'm sorry. A miserable day stuck in snow on U.S. Interstate 95 took a turn for the better through a positive sort of highway robbery. The understanding CEO of a baking company ordered one of his drivers to pass bread and rolls out to the stranded cars, breaking some fasts, which were going on 2 days. With some cars containing babies, pets, and elderly people, a lack of opportunities to eat provided as much discomfort as the cold to thousands of motorists on I-95 who got stranded when a winter storm dropped around a foot of snow on Virginia and other eastern states. A Maryland couple, Casey Hollihan and her husband, John Noe, hadn't eaten for 37 hours. While waiting for the snow to clear when they spotted a Schmidt Baking Company truck. Not thinking it would work, the hungry couple called the company's customer service line asking if they could have some of the bread. We didn't think it would actually work, but less than 20 minutes later, we got an incredible surprise, wrote Casey in a Facebook post. We received a personal call from the owner of the company, Chuck, who contacted the driver. It was an easy decision, Chuck Patarakis, the CEO of H&S Baking, who owns Schmidt, told the Washington Post. His words to the driver were, give away all the bread, adding that he was very humbled and grateful that we could help. The driver, Ron Hill, opened the back of the truck and with Casey and John's help, distributed 300 packages of bread and rolls to more than 50 stranded motorists. We just kept giving it out until we couldn't walk anymore because it was so freezing, Hollihan told NBC affiliate WBAL. It felt incredible just hearing people say thank you and hearing people just so relieved to finally have food in their car, food in their system. It was really an incredible feeling. I'm going to leave you with this scripture, 1 Timothy 6:18. Tell them to do good, to be rich in the good things they do, to be generous, and to share with others. God bless.
That is beautiful. That's the type of world I'm talking about. Right there.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Christy, you want to chime in?
Amen. Is everybody still here?
Amen.
Yes,
we are
still here. Well, while we wait on Michael Vantool, I'll go ahead and go next. Again, beautiful story. My condolences to the Poitier family and then also Henrietta to your family and your friend in the loss of the young man that was killed over the weekend. I'm just going to be praying for them. again, I have a cold. I don't have COVID. I guess we have to give that disclaimer. If we're sounding stuffy or have any symptoms that are similar to COVID, we have to realize that the common cold still exists, and the flu still exists as well. I'm just here fighting the common cold. But there's a scripture that came to mind that I've actually been reading this week. I would encourage you all to read Isaiah 58. Many churches go into a fast or a consecration at the beginning of the year, and then, you know, some churches fast throughout the year, individually and corporately. But one of the scriptures that really stood out to me this week as I was reading is Isaiah, the 58th chapter, the entire thing, but specifically the 8th verse. And this is what happens as a result of making the sacrifice of fasting, and this is intentional fasting, not being forced to fast while stuck on a freeway. So I'm really happy to hear that that CEO was able to help those individuals and, you know, feed them in that moment. But this is intentional fasting that we all do from time to time just to strengthen our relationship and to see things change in our lives. So Isaiah 58 and 8, it says, as a result of fasting, then thy light breaks forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. So as a result of fasting, our light shines brighter, and it is our responsibility to be a light in the world. Henrietta talked about some of the dark things that are happening. We're still talking about Ahmaud and what happened to him, a dark event that happened in the life of his family. But it's up to us to be that light, to be that ray of sunshine, to be that beacon of hope. And as we draw closer to God, our light begins to shine brighter. And then as a result of making this sacrifice, our health shall spring forth speedily. So I know Isaiah also talks about if my people will call by my name, humble themselves, seek thy face, I'll heal their land. So it is up to us that are believers to really go to God humbly in prayer, and he'll begin to heal the land. And the Bible tells us that it will be speedily, and his righteousness will go before us, his glory will be behind us, just like when the children of Israel came out of captivity. They had light by, they had the cloud by day, and they had light by night to keep them, cover them, and guide them. And that's what God wants to be to us. It talks about in this chapter how he'll guide us, he'll lead us, he'll help us in these chaotic times if we just seek him. So let's do just that, because it seems that things are becoming even worse. The numbers are going up again in different places. But let us not lose focus on what our purpose is in this time. We are to be a beacon of light in the earth and bring hope to those that feel hopeless, because there is hope. And like Henrietta said, God's going to take care of it. He's going to clean it up. And we just have to hang on to his word and knowing that things are going to get better for those that believe and trust him.
Well, thank you, Evangelist. I'm back. I was trying to connect because I'm expecting at least two people here in the studio to listen and watch me do the show. And I was, but I worked it out. All right. Thank you, Chaplain.
Hey, man. I thank God for y'all and everything that has been said. I'm going to go ahead and piggyback off the sister, because there is a presence of God in all of us who walk in God's, in the light. You see, a lot of us, we're not always aware of the light, but it is evident, and it becomes evident in the way that we speak, the way that we act, the way that we think, even more so about life, about our work, about our family, and even about our Christian faith. What I love about the Bible and Psalms 56 and 13, it says, "For you have delivered me from death and my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before God in the light of life." You see, so when we walk in the light of God, then we don't stumble in sinful choices. We are compelled, therefore, by the light to recognize and resist the temptations of the flesh. And also in Psalms 89 and 15, it says, "Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, amen, who walk in the light of your presence, Lord." Amen. And one more verse I would like to give is Isaiah 2 and 5, where it says, "Come, descendants of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord." God bless you all today.
Amen. Thank you, Captain. Appreciate that. Yes. All right, Kimberly, what's going on with the weather?
So we had some rain this morning, so the roads are a bit icy, so be careful. Today we will have a high of 33 and a low of 13. Tomorrow we'll see scattered snow showers with a high of 20 and a low of 4. On Tuesday, it'll be sunny with a high of 22 and a low of 19. On Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 38 and a low of 28. On Thursday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 37 and a low of 24. On Friday, we'll have a mix of rain and snow with a high of 36 and a low of 29. And on Saturday, it will be cloudy with a high of 35 and a low of 20. That's the weather.
Great. Thank you so much. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's Community Highlights with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. We'll be right back after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990.
Call Brenda Davis now at 248-909-9711 and get started on your new home purchase or sale. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you. Whether you're relocating to Michigan from another state or country, moving across town, upgrading, or downsizing, Brenda Davis from Century 21 Town and Country Real Estate can make it a smooth, hassle-free experience. Our award-winning offices and the outstanding personal service offered by Brenda Davis and her professional sales associates guide you through the maze of infinite details surrounding the purchase or sale of your home, helping you become familiar with a new area, finding the right home for your family, arranging financing, and settling in a timely fashion is our priority. Assuring that your relocation is a pleasant experience is our ultimate goal. Brenda Davis, an associate broker, is a 21-year career licensed realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, and a board member of the North Oakland County Board of Realtors. Call Brenda Davis now at 248-909-9711 and get started on your new home purchase or sale. Brenda D. Davis, the realtor that moves you.
Highlights in this community affairs program with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. Community Highlights is brought to you by the Law Office of Pascal, Tashman & Walker and Lead Attorney Cliff Pascal. You can reach him at 248-353-7750. and Franklin Wright Settlements. Help the child, preserve the family, strengthen the community. You can make a tax-deductible contribution today at 313-579-1000. And now a lady who is a mentor to pastors here in Metro Detroit and throughout the Midwest, from Arkansas to St. Louis, Missouri. She is a spiritual advisor to elected officials. She's an icon to the masses, but to you and me, she's a friend that you can count on in the time of need. She is Detroit spiritual ambassador, missionary Patty Humphrey. Good morning, missionary.
Good morning to the radio audience, to all of you that are out there today. I just want to start off with this. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid of? When the wicked and the evil of my enemies and my foe come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and they fall. One thing I have desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life in the beautiful. But in the time of trouble, he's right there. Good morning to everybody, and it's so good to be with all of you. God bless you.
God bless you, missionary. It's good to hear you, and I trust you had a great Christmas holiday and a great New Year's celebration as we enter 2022, and it was good to hear from you the other day, and I know you got a chance to really take a break during the holidays.
Yeah, I had a wonderful time being with the Lord and friend, but I do have some bad news. 3 hours ago, I just heard that my only sister-in-law that I have just passed. Bobby. I just got the news, you know.
We'll
know more about that later. We're just praying for the family and across the country we're praying.
Yeah. Amen. Well, missionary, the Sunday morning team is here. Let's go down the list and hear everybody's voice. Henrietta Ivy, our community activist and home care activist, political analyst, everything. Henrietta, good morning.
Thank you, Michael. Good morning. Good morning, missionary. It is always, always a pleasure to sit and hear your wonderful voice on the Sunday morning. I'm glad you enjoyed your trip and glad to have you back with us this morning. Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning to the amazing citizens in the city of Detroit.
Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor, author, speaker, podcaster. Good morning, Kimberly. And welcome back from your vacation, too.
Thank you. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, missionary. It's always a pleasure to sit and hear your voice. I'm sending condolences to you and your family, praying for you guys. And also, good morning, Detroit.
All right.
Great. All right. Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, she is a prophetess, a minister, songstress.
Yes.
Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning to our amazing team. Good morning, missionary. It's always a pleasure to be on with you. And good morning to our listening audience that are listening from all across the U.S.
Chaplain Kathy from the International Police and Fire Chaplains Association.
Good morning, Chaplain. Bless you. Good morning, missionary. Good morning to you again, Mike, and the whole Sunday morning team. And good morning to Detroit City.
All right. And we want to welcome you all in this new year. And we're going to open up some phone lines. Let's go to our Sunday morning team member at large, Mr. Greg Burkhardt.
Yeah.
Good morning, Greg. How are you? And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to everybody. Good morning, everyone. And good morning, missionary Hattie. So sorry to hear about your sister-in-law. That's terrible news. I'd like to start by saying, you know, with all the frigid cold Kimberly's brought up that we are having, we really need to remember our poor and homeless, and especially our homeless teenagers and young adults.
Yeah.
I just feel for them. And we need to support and always support the good organizations that help these brothers and sisters who need our help. And every time it gets that cold, I think of it again, and we just got to reach out to those organizations and help those people that do such good work. Secondarily, on a different note, the attack on the Capitol that happened last January 6th and the extremism that was behind it by the very right-wing groups has not gone away. It is maybe more dangerous now.
Right.
This activism is now moving to the local community group, to city and state elections. It's important we don't relax. We need to support the people and organizations who believe in a better society with more equality for all. 10 years ago or more, when minority rights were being attacked in Texas, a rally crowd around the Hispanic community was a saying, pardon my Spanish, it's not that good, to voto as to vote. To voto as to vote. It means your vote is your voice. We must continue to use our voices to support the people and the laws that bring us this better society. It just became so evident when I was watching everything on January 6th that we can't relax. We have to stay active. We have to do what we can. And I just wanted to just bring that up, even though it's a little different subject, but it's important, and I want everybody to take care and be safe today.
No, you know, Greg, that's important. I'm glad you said it, and that's what radio is for. We can talk about different topics, and you're right. Now the fight is local. Those extremists on the right now want to take over some of the decision making, so they can overthrow a decent, honest, and true election. They weren't able to do it the last time, but they're trying to put themselves in positions in Secretary of State offices, in local election offices and counties in order to overturn any upcoming elections. And so, yes, we've got to our resources have to go towards efforts to fight this in court. Go ahead, missionary.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, just like Greg said and you said, if they hadn't stopped, the worst is yet they still, people are still trying to do the evil thing, Trump and them all. They're going to always be doing that, but we got to be on guard by checking and looking around, seeking about things that ask God to help us in these last days. Because it is tough out here. And
It is.
And I thank God for my all of you that bringing up such wonderful thoughts and things. Because as life go on at 90-some years old, thank God for you, because my brains ain't quite as good as it used to be, okay?
Well, missionary, we understand what you said very clearly, and we appreciate you. Thanks, Greg Burkhart, for your input this morning. Very important.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
It's very good to talk and hear from you all.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Let's go over to Reverend Dr. Bishop Smith. Good morning. I forgot which title you were this morning, Doctor. Evangelist Smith, how are you, sir?
You know, good morning, Sunday morning, team. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Good morning to you.
And good morning, brother.
My big brother. Love you, Mama.
I love you too, sweetie.
And we're praying for you. You will live to see it happen. Vantool, happy birthday to you.
That's right. Oh, we forgot about happy. We must say that. Happy birthday to this young man.
Happy birthday.
I'm a little bit older. We don't have to dwell on the number, but all I know is that I told her that I can't believe how old I am now. She started laughing.
You're 39 and holding. You got that. But at any rate, we're glad that the Lord allowed us to make it into this new year. There are things that happened. I had a loss in my family. However, the Lord ministered to me and said that we don't have time to hate. We don't have time to hold grudges. We've got to love. We got to forgive ones that have hurt us. And then we got to love them. How about that? We got to go get them and love on them.
That is so true, Bishop Smith. And we appreciate those kind words of into the new year. And we're glad that you're here and able to, you know, continue to input on the program. So we value you, and we appreciate you, you know, sticking with us for this new year.
I'm in it to win it.
And
I thank God for the whole team. I thank God for the whole team. You just some beautiful people in my life. And not only that, to the whole world life. We listening right now in St. Louis, Missouri, and Ohio. They're listening, my nieces and nephews around over there. They're listening to you, and they love y'all. And I love you, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're glad to, you know, all of us glad to be in this new year, even though, just like me, we're all getting older. I got a list of things they said that increasingly annoyed with as they get older. Here's the top 10. Number one, petty little small things like your clothes not completely drying in the dryer and ending up damp and smelly. That was one of the things that people said that they, you know, pet peeves as they get older. Number two was aggressive drivers. You know, people who don't turn on their signal, or they drive too slow, or they ride up on you. That was number two. Number three, people who are not aware that their actions are intruding or upsetting others. Don't we all run into people like that during the day?
Yeah.
Where they're doing something and they don't even, sometimes they do realize it. But they're intruding on you. Whatever they're doing is bothering you, and they're not even paying attention to it. I know that you have some ideas. One person said, like, they were at the gym, and the gym, it was a huge gym, but the person came in and started working out right next to them. That is irritating. You know, they got all that space, but then they want to come right next to you. So that was number four. A part of your body that now hurts that didn't hurt before.
Yeah.
Or some
you're
part
older,
of you that, yes, that discomfort.
What
you
expect?
You get older.
Mm. You don't expect the thing. I'm an example to that. Everything you talk about, gee, I don't overlive it. Hey, take it easy out there, radio. I'm pick up the Bible like I had a Humphrey, and let them know I'm here and looking pretty good. Cause you can send about a couple thousand, and I'll be well.
So you have aches and pains. So I think we all have aches and pains now too that we didn't have 10, 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Number five, people who don't know when to be quiet. Don't we all have somebody around us that just talks your ear off? Maybe somebody at work, somebody at church, right, Chaplain Kathy? Somebody, don't you know some people in church just talk too much?
Ain't no doubt. I'd have been to churches where they talk too much, you hear me?
Amen.
All right.
Remember, you all was in the church too. Now you probably talk
two-way
street.
That's right. I did. Two-way street.
Ain't no doubt. You ain't lying. I was in one church, and the pastor was talking so long during the funeral that Mother Johnson got out the casket and said, "I'll meet y'all at the cemetery." So you got to be careful when you get some long-winded preachers, man.
Okay, thank you, Chaplain. Thanks for adding that.
Oh, okay. All right. That's
okay,
good. That's good.
Number six, people who broadcast their private calls on the loudspeaker or talk too loud on the phone, that's irritating. You know, they walk into the room and they're on a phone. Or in the what's even worse is you're in the movie theater watching a movie, and somebody's phone rings. That's bad enough. Then they answer and have a conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I thought it was bad enough just the phone ringing. But then they, when I hear them say hello, I want to say something and throw it at them.
And, Michael, you know they always say, I'm at the movie. I'm like, well, get off the phone.
Right. Right, because you know people ask them, where you at? And then they say, at the movies. Right. And I want to just throw some popcorn at them or something. Distractions, like commercials during a movie. I was watching a movie the other day. It was about 12 or 13 commercials that came on. And I forgot what movie I was watching. I mean, it was so many commercials. I forgot, you know, I was when the movie came back on, I had to kind of think about, oh, that's right, I was watching a movie. But, too many commercials. Number eight was kids doing stupid things like on TikTok and pranks and all that stuff. But number nine was adults who do stupid stuff. And the last one, missionary, hair growing out of your nose and ears and where it didn't grow before.
Right.
You know, that is about the most ridiculous conversation we are having. I did it for a long time, but I hadn't heard nothing like that. But
yeah, I thought we would lighten it up for the new year. You know, there's so much bad news these days.
That is good.
Yeah.
And I did have another story, but I'm gonna have to use this a different another time. But it was just, and I'm gonna cover it next week, Sunday morning team. It's about New York rapper Dream Doll, who got a lot of what do you call it? Enhancements.
Oh,
a guy.
Make her.
Oh, it's a female.
You know, got all these enhancements to make herself full figured.
Wow.
But now she wants the doctors to take it all out. She's undergoing several surgeries to remove all the silicone injections that they put in her. She wants it out now. So, but you know what? Here's the story. I knew we were going to stumble on something, a message for this morning. And that is, be happy with yourself. You know, God gave us, you know,
absolutely.
These people don't appreciate the body that God gave them. And they want to pump all this plastic and chemicals inside of them to enhance their lips and legs and all this stuff.
Michael, they've been doing that ever since the world began. Only they're doing it a little different and more easy to pump and all that stuff in you now than it was when I was young coming up.
So back in the day, they used to just
they did their own thing, but not nothing like this. The stuff they're doing now is something. I'm glad I'm old as I am. And I feel a little bit sorry for you children.
No. This enhancement stuff is getting out of control. Like, what's going on?
You know, missionary. You know, and all of you guys know, a lot of these people don't look like they look. You know what I'm saying? That's not how they look.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they start peeling all that stuff off,
you can't peel it.
When they start peeling all that makeup off and the big lashes and the wigs and all the injections, the girdles, all this stuff to kind of wrap stuff up.
They're working forever.
Well, it sets up unrealistic expectations for children. And so when our young girls or average, ordinary people, and I say this all the time, when we see certain depictions about people, especially women, on television, and then when you go places, and all of us here can attest to this, and missionary can too, when we go certain places and we hold ourselves with respect and dignity and decorum, typically people will look at you and go, well, where are you from? And
I'll tell you,
being in Myrtle Beach, that was the number one question we kept getting. Like, well, where are you from? Where are you from? And, you know, everybody was really friendly, and we would talk to people. But it's always something at the back of that question where you know that people are trying to put you into a certain whatever their perception that they believe. And then, they try to put you in a box. And then when they realize that you don't fit in that box, they're like, but the people on TV do X, Y, and Z, and they act like this. Well, why don't you act like this? Because that's TV.
Right. Yep.
That's TV.
This is a good conversation you all are having. That's very good.
Yeah. We got 10 minutes left. Missionary, I just want to go around the Sunday morning team and just hear just a few words before we run out of time here. So let's start off with Evangelist Christy. You got just a few words to share with us as we depart.
Sure. So my condolences to you, missionary, and the loss of your sister-in-law. Just pray your strength. Psalms 139:14, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. So I just, in relation to what we've been talking about today, really we have to get to a point where we accept that God's work is marvelous and we are wonderfully made in his image. So once we learn, and I say we just as a people in general,
right?
Once we learn to accept how God has made us, who God has made us, will make such a greater impact in the world once we accept who we are and just walk in our purpose and the intentions that God has for us. And then we can help the next generation, and we won't have that false expectation that people set through social media and all of that. And all that people do to their bodies, it actually causes health issues. So that's one of the major reasons people want to reverse it. But if we just accept we are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God, so he did this on purpose, and I'm not challenging him and his mighty hand at work. I'm going to say as I am.
Amen. You know, Instagram is the worst. They said there are no ugly people on Instagram. Everybody wants to look good, and Instagram is taking a lot of heat on that because for some reason, they keep encouraging the perfect figure, the perfect look on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why a lot of young ladies have mental illness and want to commit suicide because they can't live up to the photos that they see on Instagram.
Right.
Instagram is well known for that. So I'm glad you mentioned that about social media, Evangelist. All right, let's go to Chaplain Kathy. Some closing remarks, sir.
God bless you. God bless you. Condolences to you, missionary, as well as the other sister that's on the praise team who's had a loss in her family. If there's one thing I'd like to say to you very quickly is that death holds no sorrow that God won't heal. Amen. And I just know God can heal us and get us through those trying times.
Amen.
Keep your eyes on God all the time, and everything will be all right every time. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well said. Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
So I want to leave us with a word from Hebrews 4:14-16. Also, let's hold on to the confession. Since we have a great high priest who passed through the heavens, who is Jesus, God's son, because we don't have a high priest who can't sympathize with our weaknesses, but instead one who was tempted in every way that we are, except without sin. Finally, let's draw near to the throne of favor with confidence so that we can receive mercy and find grace when we need help. I know all of us are going through trying times right now. Pandemic is still going on. Death is still here. God is still on the throne. Let's keep our focus and our faith on him, and all will be well. God bless each and every one of you.
Very good. Very well said to kick off this new year. Henrietta Ivy. Henrietta, one of your good friends is Sherry Daniego. She's running for Congress.
Yes, she's running for the Brenda Lawrence's seat, the 13th Congressional District.
Yes. Brenda Lawrence decided not to run again. Yeah.
Yeah, she decided not to run again. So I'm very excited about that, and I feel personally that she will make a wonderful congresswoman. She's been proven to do the work. She's been proven to be for the people. She's been proven to fight for the rights of everybody in the state of Michigan. She has crossed barriers from Michigan to Washington and back. So I feel when you got a candidate who has that kind of resume, they are definitely deserving of the seat to carry on all the great things that Brenda Lawrence has already created. And I think she will. Matter of fact, I know she will be the one to continually carry that torch to greatness for the people in the 13th District. Also, I want to leave everyone with specifically Missionary Hattie Humphrey with this verse from Revelations 12:21-4. I spoke about it earlier in the Michael Van Tool show, and I'm going to say it again because it seems to be fitting. He will wipe out every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more. Neither will mourning, nor outcry, nor pain be any more. The former things have passed away. Mr. Mary, I extend you my deepest condolences to get hit with something so early in the morning on the day. It's unexpected, and I can only imagine what you're feeling right now. So you have my deepest prayers and my condolences
Thank
to you. And your And just know that one day we will see all our loved ones again. That's a promise that God made, and he don't lie in his word ever.
Amen.
That's true.
Missionary, we covered this earlier this morning, but Sidney Poitier, the groundbreaking actor, transformed American TV, died this week. He was 94, won an Oscar in 1964. What a talent. And I know you remember watching those movies and how important he was back then. He was an icon. He was a giant on TV.
He made the way for all of us. And this morning, resting in peace.
We're
sending out our prayers to all of those people that just have no hope. God, matter of fact, about it, you don't have to go so far. God lives within us. It's up to us to ask for help, and he will deliver you from all the trouble. He'll keep you in a peace of mind. We used to sing a song, with your mind stayed on Jesus. God loves us. He loves our country, and we must let us congratulate the mayor and the city clerk. They all got back in.
Oh, yes, they were sworn in
past so congratulations
week, yes.
to all of them.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
That won the election.
And
I'm
Mary Sheffield is now the president pro tem. President of the city council now, Mary Sheffield, yes. She worked hard with the Father of Justice.
They did a good job. And we bless our city. We love our city. And we don't just talk about our city because we on there. All of the staff that with us mean today, I'm sure every day we pray for our city and our country.
Yes.
Amen.
Well, amen. Missionary, that you got the last word, and we cherish and hope that you have a great and exciting and prosperous new year, and we look forward to moving on with the Sunday morning team and to be bigger and better in 2022. So God bless you all, and have a great, great worship day today. And
God bless you.
And we'll be right back here next Sunday morning at 9. God bless you all.
God bless you. Love you. Bye.
Love you too.
Do you know?